All right, it is 105.1 Jack FM and the County 10 Podcast. Jared and Shireen in the morning. I'm Jared Anderson, joined by Darshaya Gallard, the head volleyball coach for the Central Wyoming College Lady Wrestlers. Darshaya, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I know this is sort of your off season, but you're about ready to get rolling with the Lady Wrestlers, aren't you?
That's right. August 1st, we have 19 girls arriving, so we hit the ground running.
Yeah, and then a busy summer for you recruiting, or what's that look like for you?
Yeah, my recruiting's done. I'm pretty focused on 2023 right now, so we have a couple recruits coming in August for the following year.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And you're also busy with a little summer volleyball camp for some of the younger kids in our Fremont County communities. What's on tap for the volleyball camp?
Yeah, so we're so excited. We're having our fall volleyball camp. It's August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We're doing actually a three-day camp for the first time. And the third day is going to be a tournament day, which the girls just love to actually just play. And then my girls will be their coach. So it should be really fun. It's for kindergarten through senior year. So send them out.
And then are they kind of broken down by groups? You're not having
kindergartners
play against high schoolers, I would imagine.
No, yeah. So it'll be K through 5th, and then 6th through 8th, and then 9th through 12th, three different sessions.
Perfect. And then you mentioned that you get real hands-on experiences from college coaches and college athletes.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So we have a lot of girls. Just my players really help me run the camp. And it's really focused on kind of breaking it down, teaching them like the basics and then building on those. It's just so surprising how many girls in a rural community just kind of jump in the sport without any like true training, because it's really hard to access, honestly. So we really try to just focus on developing them and, helping them find their potential and their love for the sport.
That's got to be huge for the young kids, but also I imagine beneficial for your players as well to be able to know the skill, but then be able to teach it is awesome.
Yeah, exactly. And, to learn about being a coach, and some girls find a lot of passion just through these camps, like, hey, I think I want to be a coach one day. And then also just giving back to the community as well. I really want my players to be role models for these young girls and boys. Boys are welcome too. I haven't had any boys yet, but it is open to boys. And I think I'm going to have a boy come this camps. I'm really excited because we would love to kind of reach out to both genders.
Absolutely. August 3rd, 4th, and 5th, CWC's Rustler Gymnasium in Riverton. How do folks find more info? How do they sign up?
So they can just register at the door. I just think that's so much easier. But if they have any information, I can email them the flyer, volleyball@cwc.edu. So volleyball@cwc.edu. I'll just kind of tell you really quickly. So August 3rd is a Wednesday. K through 5th is 1 to 2:30 p.m. and 6th through 8th is 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. 9th through 12th is 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. And then the next day we're going to kind of turn around and do it in the morning, August 4th, Thursday, K through 5th, 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. 6th through 8th, 10:30 a.m. to noon. 9th through 12th, 12:30 to 2:30. And then the tournament day is on Friday, August 5th. And I just want, the players to arrive a little bit early just to warm up so we can kind of hit the ground running at that start time. So K through 5th, 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. 6th through 8th, 10:30 a.m. to noon. And 9th through 12th, 12 to 1:30 p.m.
Sounds like a phenomenal chance for folks, for kids of all ages to develop their skills, maybe for the first time ever if you've got youngsters, or maybe get to the next level if you're going into middle school or high school with your young volleyball athletes. And I think it's so big that you and your kids are giving back to the community for things like this, to give back to the youngsters. And then in turn, maybe you get a fan for life. You get somebody to show up and support your team.
We see them all at our games and stuff. And I didn't start volleyball until I was 14 years old. So it's really cool to reach out to the young ones to teach them a little bit earlier, because I grew up in a rural community too, and I knew how hard it was to even get to a camp. So I'm really excited that we can offer this. We always do one in the fall. August is our fall, and then one in the spring.
Yeah, so. That's great. Always good to get the kids moving, even if you aren't sure if they're going to like volleyball. Get them out of the house and active for sure. But I'm sure you'll see a lot of talented young ladies there. Darshay, anything else we missed? Anything we got to get to?
No, I just want to say, like, everyone that comes to our camp, they always come back. They really love it. We have, like, balloons and yoga balls and hula hoops for the young ones, so we really try to, you know, make it possible. We have volley lights, which volleyballs that are just a little bit lighter to teach them that overhand serve, which is all their, you know, their big dream. yeah, and then for the high school camp, it's very competitive. I actually just run it like a college practice, mm-hmm. So they really get that experience of what is expected at the next level.
That's awesome. How can we support the Lady Rustlers this year? I know we still have a few weeks, but what can we do to help support the volleyball team?
Oh, thank you for asking. I think the number one thing is coming to our matches. We finished 9th in the country last year, first time ever. The school, we went to nationals. We were very successful, and that was definitely due to the CWC and the support we felt and the support we felt within the community and from the families on our team. So I think that's the best part. You can come, they have popcorn. We have, like, you know, they can get a drink and sit down and watch us play. We can sign autographs at the end. I think that's the best way to support us.
I took my five-year-old, when she was four, I think I took her to a couple of volleyball games and a couple of the men's and women's basketball games, and she likes the action and pays attention for a while, but her favorite thing is there's a concession stand, and it's, Addie, do you want to come watch the game with me? Yes, I do, as long as I can have a big bag of popcorn and some candy.
Okay. I know. Oh,
right.
Yeah,
that's a good compromise.
Popcorn will keep them content for a while. My daughter's, yeah, she's almost four, and yeah, it's like a five-minute attention span.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, Darshay, thanks for all you're doing. Our thanks to your team as well. And good luck with the volleyball camp. Encourage everybody to get signed up for that and get your youngsters involved. And we'll chat again soon, I'm sure. But best of luck this upcoming season.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.